A property development south of Brisbane, it could provide the trigger for a court action that environmentalists hope will provide a really strong new legal protection for koala populations. This is pretty important. Australians for Animals are considering taking the state and federal governments to court over the removal of hundreds of koalas from a habitat at Coomera. Sue Arnold from Australians for Animals said moving these koalas may have condemned them to a slow and painful death. She joins us now. Sue?
Hi.
Hi, thanks for joining us. That's pretty dramatic.
Look, it's a pretty serious situation because what they actually did was remove more than half of the metapopulation of koalas that were in Coomera. And this was a healthy population of approximately 500 animals. And the reason they were moved was because the Coomera Town Centre development was going to be sited on 900 hectares of prime koala habitat. So what the Queensland Government and the Gold Coast Council, with the apparent approval of the federal government, did was they said, right, well, we'll just move the koalas that are in the way of this development, we'll translocate them. And so these poor animals went through the most appalling stress. I mean, not only were they driven out of their trees, they were bagged, they were subjected to general anaesthetics and a battery of tests. They were then put in a car and driven some 40 kilometres away, and they were released into unknown territory, potentially in competition with other koalas. And in the first 4 months, 23 koalas, according to the Gold Coast Council records, were torn to pieces by dogs.
I guess that's the thing. If they're being moved, they're putting in harm's way, aren't being put in harm's way.
Well, you know, koalas are really faithful to their home ranges, and so you know, once their trees are gone, it creates enormous stress. They usually die slowly of starvation and dehydration, and because they're on the ground and they're looking for their trees, you know, they're very vulnerable to dog attacks. Sometimes they wander onto the roads and they get killed. And we know that the Queensland government is now, there's pretty good evidence that the Queensland government is now contemplating translocating koalas, the remaining ones, in Queensland, if they're in the way of development. And this is going to be done, I mean, if this actually goes ahead, it's going to be goodbye koalas in Queensland, because you just can't pick up a population of koalas and go and plonk them somewhere else so that a developer can go ahead and clear their habitat.
Surprises me that they're not aware and not more cognizant of the effects, given that they like to regulate a lot of things. They like to regulate what we do in our own backyard and with a whole bunch of areas, and yet they seem to be letting this happen.
Look, you know, I think that what's happening to the koalas in Australia, New South Wales and Queensland particularly, is the biggest environmental scandal this country has faced. And the worst part about this is neither the New South Wales or the Queensland government will pass any legislation that protects habitat. The federal government is the most anti-environmental government, I think, that we've ever had, and they're goal in life seems to be jobs and growth and a big Australia with 50 million people. So, you know, if you put 50 million people onto the east coast of Australia, we're not just going to have no koalas. We're going to have the most enormous extinction of our wildlife. And right at this moment in New South Wales and Queensland, koalas are facing looming extinction.
We're talking to Sue Arnold from Australians for Animals, who's reminding us that moving the koalas from a habitat at Coomera is having some lasting and painful effects. So how is translocation supposed to work? What's the proper way of doing it?
Well, look, the World Authority on Animals is the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. And so they have put out guidelines on translocation. And first of all, it should only ever be done for conservation purposes. So for example, if you had an area where koalas used to be and have been wiped out, and you were aware that all the threats that caused them to be wiped out had gone, in other words, you know, there was no disease and no dogs, the bushfire risk had been dealt with, then you would consider bringing koalas into that area, providing that they came from that particular district as well.
Just before we let you go, Sue, what actual laws do you believe have been broken here?
The Nature Conservation Act, the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act at the federal level, and I also think there's a potential for a class action because our children are not going to see koalas anywhere except in zoos and hospitals in the future unless this changes.
All right. Thank you, Sue Arnold from Australians for Animals, for joining us this afternoon with a warning there about the future of koalas.